This is MSONewsSports.com. I'm Bill Newell with Mike Broderick, head football coach at Saugus High School. And, Mike, if you were to try to put a little descriptor on the 2015 season, what would you say heading into the year, or at least after a few days of practice?
Yeah, we're a young team, and we're a little inexperienced, but we're enthusiastic. I'm happy with the athletes that we have out. We have some new kids. So we had a good year last year, so we're sort of starting from scratch, but we're looking forward to it. The attitude's been great. The attendance has been tremendous. It's been a hot week. We've worked them hard, but they're here every day. So that keeps us energized, so we're excited about it.
How about, sees your coaches leaving the field here. Any new coaches for Saugus football? Or let's forget, even if there are new coaches, tell me about your coaching staff this year.
I'm really lucky to have a great coaching staff. The guys I've had that have been with me for a number of years, they give an awful lot to the Saugus football program. It's all year round. They lift with the kids. They eat and sleep football. Only changes this year is former defensive coordinator Mark Cox is now our offensive line coach, and Joe Papagni is our defensive coordinator. He came on last year with us, which is great. I coached with him when I was in Arlington, so it's great to be reunited with him.
It seems like you guys start early, but really you only have like 2 weeks to your, you know, from now to your first game, and that's not a lot of time to get a football team ready.
No, you're right. It's three. We open up in 3 weeks, so we are the non-contact days. We have a scrimmage. We have next week. We have a jamboree over at Everett, and then we play. So it's really difficult. The kids have to be on task, and we have to be on point at everything we do.
Well, tell me about some of your former students that graduated, and then. You know, those are positions that you have to fill.
Yeah, we graduated Dan Cacciola, running back, Justin Wynn, our quarterback, basically our starting line in terms of Nick Vokey, Stephen Whitehurst, Gotti Pierre, our defensive backfield, and Seth Roy and Adam DeChara. So we graduated an awful lot of good players. So we have to kind of rebuild from that. But, you know, they were good leaders. So the younger kids sort of watched them and saw how they prepared, and they've done pretty much the same. And so we're looking forward to good things for our younger guys.
Yeah. Well, and give me a handful of names of people that you're going to really be needing to count on, that you know you need to count on for this year.
Yep. Number one is Brendan Grocke. He's been with me for 4 years. He'll be starting on the offensive line, linebacker. He led our team in tackles for 2 years. Then we have Angelo Belia, is going to be working at quarterback as a senior, so we're looking forward to big things from him. Cam Williams is a junior, he's a big guy, played for us last year. We have returning a running back, Marvin Moise, who's about 185-pound running back. We have a transfer in, another running back, about 225, we're happy with him. We also have Nick Ferrari, another returning player in the defensive line. So we have some guys that we're really excited about playing and getting their opportunities to do good things.
And how about your schedule this year? Tell me more about that.
Yep, we like our schedule. We're back in the NEC, which we're happy about, so we get to play Winthrop as always. We get Swampscott back on the schedule. We'll get Revere back. We get Gloucester, we haven't seen in a while, so we get them. Non-league, we open up at Austin Prep, and we have the Volk, which is a great rivalry, so we're excited about it.
Yeah, well, it's great to have you back in the Northeastern Conference, that's for sure. I think a lot of folks are looking forward to that and getting Saugus back in for football for sure as well.
Yeah, we're excited about it. I mean, we played the NEC teams, a lot of the smaller teams, but we're happy with it. We're back, you know, Winthrop Swampscott, we love those teams. You know, we're just good rivalries, good, you know, good coaching, good kids, good, you know, good high competition, so we're happy.
What do you think about that division? And there's, because Gloucester's dropped down into that division. Revere's in that division too, right?
Correct.
Yeah, and then you've got Winthrop had a great year last year, but they've lost a lot.
Yep. Yeah, they'll be competitive. Like I said, the whole league is great coaches. The kids play hard. Winthrop will be tough. Swampscott's tough. The new coaching change at Swampscott, we'll see what happens over there. Lou over in Revere does a good job. They're tough kids, and they're going to be good this year. So the league's going to be tough. You know, if we don't come to play, you know, good things won't happen to us, but we'll be ready to play.
Anything else you want to share with us, Coach Broderick?
No, I'm just looking forward to the season. It's great to be back in the NEC.
Great. Coach Mike Broderick from Saugus Football on MSONewsSports.com.